On Valentine's Day, thoughts turn naturally to romance and love. When I was 14 and in love for the first time, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's Sonnets from the Portuguese seemed to me to be the height of what could be expressed between two people. I copied out many of the poems carefully and then sent them off to my lover that I was romantically and tragically separated from that summer, wanting, of course, for him to feel the same way about me. We have been sold a false bill of goods in the last few generations about what love is or can be. Somehow, you should be able to look across a room and catch the eye of the single most physically desirable human being who has ever walked the earth. That person will also long for you with an unquenchable passion. Both of you can read each other's minds and anticipate each other's whims, never stepping a foot wrong or missing the cues. You not only complete each other, but the mere presence of each other in your lives will make your monetary, creative, and social dreams come true. Any failure to measure up to this absurd fantasy is a total failure of not only the relationship, but both of you as humans. It's absurd. It's an expectation that cannot be attained in the real world, or sustained, for that matter. Jock is vaguely amused, and I hope slightly comforted, that I no longer aspire to the Sonnets of the Portuguese as my rubric for love. As an adult, my favorite love poem was written by the great American poet Paul Simon. In 1970, the world discovered Bridge Over Troubled Water. And because I do not have a voice like either Art Garfunkel or Aretha Franklin, I will not ruin it for you by reading it aloud. Bridge Over Troubled Water is not about instant love from across the room. It's about loving someone at the hardest time of their life. Anybody can be infatuated when things are great and the passion is exciting. But real love? It's hard. Remember, for better or worse, Simon is talking about loving someone during worse. It's about loving someone when they are in the deepest, darkest part of their life, and you have to be second fiddle to the crisis that is consuming them. It's about getting up at 2 a.m. with no questions asked. It's about taking their side no matter what. It's about being the one person in the world that another person can depend upon. If the two of you lost everything, absolutely everything, and had only each other to depend upon, believing and knowing that together you could make it, that's the kind of love Simon is talking about. It isn't wrapped in a bow, and it doesn't have a teddy bear on it, but there is nothing in the world so valuable.